The problem of detecting extra solar planets is very important in the sense that the planet does not have proper light. They only reflect the lights of the central star. And the central star is a lot of orders of magnitude more intense than each planet. So it's the same problem of trying to detect a mosquito walking around a spot of 1,000 watts 3 or 4 kilometers far away. Probably you would not be able to detect the mosquito, but it will be very easy to detect that spot of light. More or less, that is the big problem. But supposing that the civilization already had the technology and they already detect our planet, for sure they are not able to detect life on our planet because the sensitivity that they need to do that is practically impossible to get from interstellar distances. What they could be able to detect is the electromagnetic radiation that is spread out by the military radars and the planetary radars, and in some cases the TV carriers. So again, they will be able to detect us in the radio spectrum and not in the optical one. But again, they have also the problem to synchronize their transmission with our reception. That is the main problem of all the SETI research.
So you're saying that other people on planets, if there are people, they can't detect us. So how do you explain all UFO sightings and...
No. What I'm saying is, if they have the necessary technology, they are able to detect us at great distances, in the same way that we'll be able to detect if some extraterrestrial civilization is radiating signals in the electromagnetic spectrum. But one thing is to detect something that is generated by electromagnetic waves that are very easy to produce, that goes at the speed of light. And something completely different is to take your state-of-the-art UFO and go and visit them. Because the amount of energy that you need to invest to go from one star to another star, the distances that are among the stars are so huge. So, supposing that you have your state-of-the-art UFO technology and it is 100% efficient, let's say that you don't waste energy by hitting the UFO, I don't know, you can imagine several mechanisms of dissipating energy. So you have your perfect UFO, the best technology possible, but you need at least to invest some energy to go from one point to another point of the universe, independent of that technology. So if you make the calculation of which is the amount of energy to go from one place to another one, it gives you that you can use the same amount of energy to transmit signals for more than 10 million years using the Arecibo technology. So it is not very intelligent to use the state-of-the-art technology to go and visit different planets because the amount of energy that it is involved is very huge. But it is more intelligent from our point of view to transmit a lot of amounts of information through the interstellar medium using electromagnetic waves because it is cheap considering energy. So if you believe that each claiming of UFO sighting are real, you can estimate the amount of energy that they are using. And you will realize that that amount of energy are very close to several, something like 500,000. If you are supposing that they are visiting all the nearby stars with a random strategy, because a priori you don't know where to visit to, you will need something like 500 suns to cover that energy. So it is very big, very, very big. So, in a first approach, I will say that all the UFO sightings has more terrestrial interpretation. You don't need to use the extraterrestrial hypothesis to try to explain that kind of things. You cannot explain it whenever you don't have enough information to do that. But that is the case. But in that case, you cannot also tell that it is at extraterrestrial origin. So extraordinary claims needs extraordinary evidence.